relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Is that the theme for the Avengers? I do believe it is. That's a rather good choice, Alex. Well done, because the Avengers had rather tough women starring along with Patrick McNee. And we're going to be interviewing a very tough lady right now, a woman who is known for her bloody-mindedness. But first, let me ask you, when you think of the Antipodes, when you think of Australasia and Kiwiland, what do you think of? Do you think of bounding sheep across lovely, lovely glens? Do you think of where they filmed The Lord of the Rings? Or do you think of insane, bloodthirsty crazies? Because this happened just a few days ago in Auckland. Play cut. I've seen enough. What was that? Was that some female drug cartel baron being taken into custody? No, it's a woman who believes that women should be women and men should be men. She's not a warrior princess. I call a lot of people on this show who are guests of mine, friends of mine, warrior princesses. I think I'm going to have to call her a warrior queen. Kelly J. Keen, welcome back to America First.
Thank you very, very much for having me. Thank you.
So for those who haven't followed the events of the last 2 weeks, before we get to your background and how you got to where you are today, will you explain for us what we just saw? What were you doing in New Zealand and what the hell was going on in that video?
So I'm doing a tour called Let Women Speak. It literally is creating a space with amplification for women to speak about the way they feel that this pernicious quasi-religious cult, which is transgenderism, is impacting their lives and stealing their rights and robbing their kids of healthy bodies. And so it's just creating that space. It's some grown-up women speaking. And the authoritarian terrorists on the left who call themselves trans rights activists, although most of those just look like regular blokes. They decided we weren't allowed to speak and they literally mobbed us. I genuinely thought I was going to be killed.
So do we know who organized it, who was behind it? Because of all the places, I mean, you know, maybe Berkeley campus in California, but New Zealand. So do we know who was behind this?
Well, there were some green MPs. There's something they call the Rainbow Coalition or Rainbow Allies or something, which is just loads of LGBT groups. But, you know, I don't know, who really organizes such a well-attended, frenzied mob? Somebody with malintent, that's for sure.
Yeah. So who they are on the other side. They're violent. They're extremists. You call it a quasi-religion. I would call it a cult. You have been described on that that filth propaganda platform, Wikipedia, as an anti-trans activist, and one of the politicians described you recently as associated with white supremacists, nationalists, and so forth. Tell us who Kelly J. Keene really is and why. Let's put this image up of this billboard in the UK, which I think is part of the genesis of your campaign. It's very simple. It's just white words on a black background, and it says woman, noun, adult, human, female. So who are you, and what's your mission, Kelly J.?
Well, I was a stay-at-home mother, quite happy with my four kids. And I realized that we weren't allowed to talk about women anymore. We weren't allowed to use the word woman. We had to replace it with chest feeder, birthing person, menstruator, cervix haver, etc. But also men were allowed to call themselves women. In fact, the only people that were allowed to call themselves women were actually men. I'm just not having it. It's just ridiculous. And we're raising a whole generation of children who won't be able to recognize the truth, who feel so badly gaslit on a daily basis that they cannot name the things that are in front of them, that I really do think it's going to have a very wide and long-lasting impact.
And what for you was the crystallizing moment, the genesis? Because you've been doing this for a good few years now. You are a pioneer in the field in pushing back against these science-denying extremists. By the way, yeah, you are a science denier. If you don't understand chromosomes, and if you are born with an XX chromosome, you're a woman, and you will go to your death as a woman. If you're born XY, you're a man. And whatever you do to yourself, whatever dress you put on, whatever makeup you put on, whatever hormones you ingest, or whatever surgery you do onto your body, you will remain a man. So what was that? Let's use the left's verbiage, Kelly J. What was the triggering moment for you where you said, damn it, I'm not going to take it?
Well, I was literally in a lefty group. I was on the left, I'm afraid. And I just, there was a man calling himself a woman. I just said, are you sure you identify as a woman? And everybody was so vitriolic. The women in particular defend these men with the most vile language towards other women. And then I just thought, okay, I'm not allowed to talk about it. Well, that's all I want to talk about then. If you're going to tell me that, that's obviously something's going on there. And so it began from there. And I used to ask this question, does my 11-year-old daughter have the right to use a female-only space and not see an adult penis? And we would all anticipate that would be the gotcha question where people would go, of course she does. And then you say, ha, well, then they can't be women. But no. That wasn't the answer. The answer was, your daughter is a pervert and a transphobe, and you're raising her to look at genitals. So it was, you know, my daughter was a terrible person if she was afraid of a naked man in a female space.
And what has happened to you? Because in the UK, I think, we had the shooting in Nashville just on Monday, but despite that tragedy, it seems as if the UK is maybe even worse off when I think of the Tavistock Institute that was mutilating young children. I think of the fact that no politician of either serious party is prepared to say what a woman is in public. What has your path been? What have the authorities done to you of late?
Well, I've been interviewed by the British police on three occasions for saying that I don't think women have penises. The last one actually was even less than that. It was just because I said that a woman claimed to be a trans man, claimed to be non-binary because she couldn't face being a lesbian. And I said that in an event next to a police officer. And I had an hour interview with the police at the cost of about $4,500. So it's
under what pretext? What was the putative charge, or what was your transgression, Kelly J?
Well, it would have been a public order offence for saying that. And a public order section 5 is usually sort of somebody swearing or being offensive on the street, and you just get almost like a parking ticket. You just get a written fine there and then. So for them to send police from the opposite side of the country to interview me for an hour, which meant a whole day of their work when we've got incredible high rates of unsolved crime. It is absolutely preposterous. But I will say, whilst we do have the Tavistock, unlike the USA, we are not slicing off the breasts of 13-year-old girls, which is happening in the USA at a really high rate on a daily basis. Like, you will mutilate the bodies of minors. And I'm not saying we're too much better, because I don't think what we're doing is great either. But we are not sterilizing kids at the rate that the US is. It's unbelievable.
But you have had that victory, and correct me if I'm wrong, that this major quote-unquote clinic, the Tavistock, that was managing transitions, was shut down. Is that the state of affairs?
Well, yeah, but it might have been far too much celebration without really reading the fine print, because actually what they might have done, and we will see this bear out over the next few years, is they might have just pushed that out to the regions and just closed the central place. And therefore, it's all a little bit more murky and hidden.
Yeah, that's a classic tactic. She's the founder of Standing for Women, standingforwomen.com. If you want to stand up for the truth, and if you want to show the world that you can define what a woman is, get one of her T-shirts. Go right now to adulthumanfemale.us. That's adulthumanfemale.us. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy our one-on-one interviews with the real newsmakers and experts, don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform, whatever it is, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. Just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Never, ever miss an episode. It's absolutely free to you. Leave us a 5-star review and share with your friends. We'll be back with the one and only Kelly J. Keene. Stay on this channel. Did you notice in the State of the Union speech last month, Biden doubled down on his spending plans, adding even more to the federal deficit? That doesn't bode well for the value of your money. Sebastian Gorka here. Biden's disconnected view of the economy means there will be no meaningful steps taken to lessen inflation and lower interest rates. Your cash reserves and investments will be worth less, which is why I recommend calling veteran-owned Midas Gold Group to look into safeguarding your wealth with the stability of gold while you still can. Gold traditionally holds its value when economies fail, guarding against the destruction of inflation and the ruin of a recession. Don't let Biden's misguided economy wipe you out. Talk with the good folks at Midas Gold Group. Go to MidasGoldGroup.com or call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-GOLD. It's gold you can hold. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
But playing all the greatest British classics, that's a little bit of the. And of course, it's very apposite given the guest we have today for one-on-one. I'm Sebastian Gorka, but first things first, are you a little porky around the middle? Have you given up on being the svelte former self that you were? I'll tell you something, I'm 52 years old. And I haven't worn a size 36 pair of jeans since I was in my 20s. Yeah, but I am today. How did I do that? Because my wife convinced me to join her on the PhD program. The first diet that's worked for me in 20 years. I lost 42 stinking pounds. Yeah, and I feel amazing. No pill popping, no calorie counting, no stupid starvation diet. Just a system that lets me eat 5 times a day and burn the fat off at the same time. Find out for yourself. Seriously, guys, if I could do it, anyone can. Call 864-644-1900 or just go to myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900. Go today. Myphdweightloss.com. Where's the photograph of me on the Mustang? Guys, it's the best bloody photograph. What are you waiting for? You had me in the suit. You had me with my, you know, my waist. There you go. Thank you. All right. That's Dr. G Mark II. All right. Let's get back to our guest. She is that warrior extraordinaire, Kelly J. Keene. The website right now, you've got to write it down. You've got to bookmark it. Standingforwomen.com. And if you want to support her, you go to adulthumanfemale.us. She's back on Twitter, and she goes under her nom de guerre, The Posy Parker. That's The Posy Parker. All right, I was listening to your superb interview with my buddy, Brennan O'Neill of Spiked Online, and he was describing, or you were both describing, this cartoon that ran while you were on your speaking tour, and I found it. I wanted to show our 3 million viewers across the country. So here is an incredibly rude, you are a very, very attractive woman. They've made a caricature of you with a bullhorn, and then this weird kind of hairy male hand with a long fingernail. And the bubble coming out of this man-woman thing is, your TERF propaganda is not welcome here. And you made some comments about this cartoon. Isn't this the complete essence of why you're fighting?
Yeah. I mean, what an own goal to sort of try and make it look like this was... like I was the bad guy in that image. I genuinely thought when I saw it that it was somebody who'd done a cartoon on our side.
Yeah, no, to support you, so, right? Because there's this man telling, this massive giant telling you to shut up, Kelly J.
Yeah. I mean, the great thing is that that man's hand is actually supposed to be one of a celebrated so-called trans woman. So even that's why the fingernail is long. Even that is perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Gosh, those images.
No, absolutely perfect. So let's talk about the reality of what's happening on the ground. We had some very brave people on this show from the medical profession, one Miriam Grossman, who's a child psychologist. And as I was talking to her about this whole phenomenon of the 400% increase in those who identify as LGBTQ in the last 10 years, which by itself you go, sorry, nothing increases in 400% terms. That's organic. And I'm of a certain age, so I was a teenager in the 1980s. And I said to this medical professional, I said, when I was growing up in England, the thing in the 80s that we heard about all the time, and of course with Diana, Princess Diana became a cause célèbre, is the issue of bulimia and anorexia, and how anorexia became this kind of psychological fad that occurred in groups where girls would kind of egg each other on, and it became a what did the doctor say, like a psychic pandemic. And I said to the doctor, this idea that more and more girls are becoming trans today smacks of what I witnessed in the 1980s, that this isn't a natural choice. This is a psychological problem. And at the same time, it's also a fad, given the idea that then you can become trendy, you can be identified as a victim. Can you help me understand why this is happening in the first place? And if it's artificial, who's pumping it, Kelly J?
Oh, gosh. So first of all, I think you're absolutely right about the social contagion of things like eating disorders or cutting. Cutting was sort of the 90s and the early 2000s. But eating disorders are still the biggest killer of teenage girls. So they haven't escaped that. Often they will have that as a comorbidity when it comes to pretending that they're, or thinking they're non-binary or trans. So, and what we know is if you have just a couple of girls that start doing it, that spreads. If you had a friendship group of five and two of them decided they were boys, very soon all five of them would be deciding, you know, would decide that they were boys. So I think with girls, and I want to be careful to say that I don't necessarily think this is a social thing, as in a societal, cultural thing. I think this might have an evolutionary imperative. So I think there might be something really fundamental in the building blocks of girls that means they really do have to try and fit in. It's really, really important to fit in with your friends. And so girls often don't have a choice to disagree with the prevailing narrative. Now, that doesn't mean that boys have this really easy life, because there's other things that boys have to go through that girls don't.
But you're saying there's more of a group dynamic or a group imperative for teenage girls, because that makes sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And also girls are really covert and dishonest with their disapproval. They don't, like, I'm quite cutting. I'm British. My humour is, the crueler it is, as long as it's funny, you can say whatever you like. But it's got to be funny. A lot of women don't operate like that. They don't like it very much. They don't like to be teased. They don't like to be made fools of. Whereas that's kind of currency for teenage boys. You have to kind of be able to deal with that. So I think all of that feeding into this needing to fit in, needing to be liked, not wanting to be kicked out of the group, social media, carrying it through all the time. And then you've got people called egg hatchers. Egg hatchers are people that look online. So they might be men who identify as women. So they're usually sort of fetishistic cross-dressers. And they will go looking for vulnerable children online to pull into this cult.
Wow.
Now, what I think's going on is that men are using children as a human shield, and then we can't talk about fetish, and we can't talk about...
This is fascinating. This is really important. Hold that thought, okay? I've never heard this phrase before, egg hatchers. We need to break this down. Follow her right now. She's back on Elon Musk's platform, The Posy Parker. The website is standingforwomen.com. But we will not be left out. We have our own T-shirts as well, given what happened in Nashville. It's so true. Those two brave police officers, this is our latest good guy. Guy with a gun. Are you a good guy or a good gal with a gun? If so, show the world who you are and that you believe in the Second Amendment. Sadly, the hottest selling item to this day is our FBI t-shirt launched jointly with Chris Plant, but this one stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. And also, don't forget the MAGA bundle. He's back. My old boss, President Trump. MAGA returns. Trump 2024. The hat, the t-shirt, the hoodie. Special discount for our listeners. Go right now. SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka Store. Back with Posy Parker in a moment. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented the MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest and coolest pillow you'll ever own. For my exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 has a buy one, get one free offer with promo code Gorka. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square for the buy one, get one free offer, enter promo code Gorka or call 800-829-8468. That's code G-O-R-K-A. Go today.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
You know what a listener said to me recently, and I get this all the time? Dr. G, you have the best guests. Well, of course I do. Why? Because they're people I want to talk to and I want to learn from, and I'm learning right now from our one-on-one guest. If you enjoy what we provide for you as much as we love making it, please support those who make it possible. This is a free market enterprise. We don't get $500 million from the taxpayer like NPR does. Support those who support us. Great patriots like Mike Lindell, President Trump's buddy, the inventor of the MyPillow, the pillow that never loses shape, stays cool all night long. He sold 71 million of them. They're that good. He's got some special BOGO offers right now. Use my name for up to 66% off his line of more than 150 other items. You've got to check out this sheepskin line slippers. They're superb. I might have to send a pair to my guest. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call in your order, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Would you say no, Kelly J, to a pink pair of sheepskin line slippers?
I would definitely not say no. I would say emphatically, yes, please.
Good. I shall be texting you after the show for your mailing address and your shoe size. All right, let us proceed. You used a phrase in the last segment that I hadn't heard before, and I follow this, you know, trans insanity quite closely, or at least the American version that we have here. What is this egg hatcher? Because I grew up in the UK, and I know we have a great, great tradition of men dressing up as women in pantomime, and then men dressing up... in stockings and garter belts behind closed doors, especially conservative politicians. But that was a thing you did behind closed doors because you had a fetish. What is an egg hatcher, Kelly Jakey?
Well, an egg hatcher will be somebody who preys on vulnerable kids online and draws them into the cult. And it sounds so far-fetched, but these men just enjoy, get their rocks off from converting kids, often kids with autism.
This is something I've heard from doctors, that there is a massively disproportionate number of autistic teenagers who are transitioning. To me, that sounds as if a group is being targeted.
Oh, 100%. Well, when you have an autism diagnosis, you know, very simplistic, the world is quite black and white, and you often don't fit in. So when they talk about these poor LGBT kids needing to be included, about 90% of children with an autism diagnosis suffer bullying at school because they don't quite get the social cues, so they're ostracized or they're just picked on. They're easy targets. And in this particular cult, what wouldn't you, you know, if you didn't fit in, yeah, you don't have any friends, you don't feel very great about yourself, and someone offers you this magic solution and convinces you, especially if you take testosterone as a girl, because plenty of mediocre men feel pretty good about themselves.
Yeah.
Imagine if you've never had testosterone and then you just get this huge injection of it. Like you feel euphoric for a couple of years and then it all levels out and then you don't feel so euphoric anymore.
Yeah.
But that's what's happening.
And not only that, there might be some other side effects of a woman taking testosterone. This is being advertised in DC imminently this weekend. If it happens, that's going to be very disturbing. The Trans Day of Vengeance, to stop the trans genocide. Of course, there is no such thing. And the fact that this is happening and they're assembling at the Supreme Court just days after a trans killer killed three children and adults at a Christian private school in Nashville. And this isn't just a one-off. We see these posts, for example, of trans-identifying individuals calling for violence. We saw just today the press secretary for the Arizona governor having to resign because of the violence she was espousing on Twitter. Is this something you've been following? Is there some kind of, well, you lived it. You lived it in Auckland. How concerned are you that they're going to go way beyond mobbing people and get truly violent?
Oh, I think we're already there, aren't they, in Portland? I think it's absolutely horrendous. Look, we know that the left has gone too far. This is you know, it's not necessarily all right and left, because we've got a conservative government and they've been useless on this. And we've been indoctrinating kids into this for the last, completely under their watch. However, I think when it comes to what we're accepting, I think there will be people that will stand up to this eventually, and they won't be the sort of people that you and I would like to embolden either. And so we ignore this at our peril, and we do this repeatedly in the UK. I'm sure it's not just us, but we do this repeatedly in the UK, where we let stuff go.
We let stuff go, and then the wrong people start to respond, and then suddenly everybody's surprised. That is a true clarion call. The website is standingforwomen.com. She's back on Twitter at the Posey Parker. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the President of the United States. We are coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios, just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous swamp that is Washington, D.C. If you have daily pain and you've tried everything else and you failed to find relief, do what I did 4 years ago. Take Relief Factor. It's not just me. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. Let me share with you her story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That should be you. That could be you, but there's only one way to find out. Call Relief Factor today on 800-500-8384. Order the three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Debron, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Legend, a legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Yes, indeed, a legal immigrant to the United States. Your favorite illegal immigrant, although you might like Melania as well. She's pretty cool. We're back one-on-one with the, I don't know, probably the leader of the resistance when it comes to the transgender ideology that is sweeping both sides of the Atlantic. You got to follow her right now on Twitter, the Posey Parker. Kelly J., we discussed in the break the role of the media. There was this peculiar instance just about 2 weeks ago where somebody who's beloved in Hollywood and by viewers for decades from her role in E.T. as the little, you know, baby daughter all the way through up Charlie's Angels. Drew Barrymore has her own show. And she did this unbelievable segment where she knelt in front of a man pretending to be a woman, an individual called Dylan Mulvaney, a failed actor who now is playing the caricature of a hysterical woman. It kind of, if you dig a little bit deeper, it's kind of like the feminists have lost the plot, because this is the ultimate subversion or the ultimate surrender to the patriarchy, that a woman's kneeling to a man who's pretending to be a woman. They probably don't get it, do they, Kelly J?
No, I don't think they do. I've really avoided spending any time on that man. I think it's preposterous. I think he's probably very damaged. I think he seeks attention far too much. Yeah. Even when he called himself a man, it was quite ridiculous.
Yeah, no, there's a clip of him on a game show where he was clearly had issues back then as a avowed man, and now it's just worse. But let me put up this image of blackface by comparison. We had a president of a university in Texas who last week canceled a drag queen event on his campus because he said that drag queen and transgender events are as much an affront to women as blackface is to African Americans. I think that's genius. What do you think?
Oh, I made this joke quite a long time.
Or maybe
time
you got
ago.
It from you.
I suspect so. But, you know, I made this joke quite a long time ago about, I can't remember who it was, but it was talking, oh, I know what I did. I did the black and white minstrels as if that they could give some sort of accolade for race relations, like a particular woman in the UK who was head of a trans lobby group that went into schools to convince children to transition, and she won an award. And I said it would be like giving the black and white minstrels this. So, you know, we've been making that comparison, but obviously something that can happen to men too is considered far more serious. You know, this is only mocking women. Yeah. And I say that knowing that I know that most men don't feel like that. I know that most men don't hate women, but there is an overarching misogyny throughout this entire transgender movement.
Well, let's stick on that word, because I think she's been supportive of you, and she's one of the few, you know, billionaires out there who has, you know, the wherewithal to tell the truth. This is J.K. Rowling, who posted this recently: men defining what a woman is, what women should and shouldn't fear, what women should and shouldn't say. It's real misogyny. I like that statement. It kind of echoes what you said. However, there was a tweet right beneath that from somebody called Brandon Morse, who's a journalist here in the US. And he said this, and I'd be curious to your response. I slightly disagree. It's not misogyny. but actually a radicalized political ideology. These activists hate men as well as women. Is it more of an ideology or is it just hatred of women?
Oh, I think it's both. I don't think you could have the ideology unless you really hated women. I don't think we could pretend that anyone can just, any man at any point can just stick on a dress and call himself a woman and be believed as a true woman. I've heard men time and time again feel compassion and empathy for a man who wants to use a woman's space because it must be so dangerous and so terrible for them in men's spaces that once they put a dress on, but not for the women who say they don't want men in women's spaces because they would feel afraid. So I do think it's ultimately misogynistic, but there is a broad ideology where we're all supposed to not see and name the things that, that are directly in front of us. And I'm sure both you and I could sit here all day and talk about the variety of different prevailing narratives.
Let's not spend the rest of the day doing that. Let's talk about some real news that I heard you mention on my friend Brendan O'Neill's podcast. I guess the fame you've already garnered isn't enough. You really want to change the world. What's happening next for Kelly J. Keen?
I've started something called Party of Women, which is hashtag POW, which, you know, that's good enough in itself. But I'm going to stand against Keir Starmer, who is the Labour leader, so the leader of the opposition, and encouraging women through Party of Women to go against, like, the Police and Crime Commissioner, get those positions, council positions, other MP seats, because we need to have these conversations and women need to be in the places where these conversations are being had. And we also need to be asking questions and we need to get it in the media. Plus, at the moment, nobody will put a billboard up. But once I am a legitimate candidate, then they're not allowed to refuse to advertise my message.
Where can they find out more about the Party of Women?
Well, if you go to partyofwomen.org, and we'll redirect you at the moment to Standing for Women, but partyofwomen.org and partyofwomen.com, they are our registered websites. And then obviously follow me on Twitter. And over the, we're going to announce it probably a week or so after the King's coronation. And then the tricky business of forcing this like so fast into common conversation, you know, If anybody still went to work, it would be water cooler moments. But now that we're not allowed to share any space, don't know what it is.
She's going to let Charles get coronated first, and then she's going to announce her political party. So decent of her. The Twitter handle is ThePosyParker, standingforwomen.com. Please follow her. And also, if you want to support her, the merchandise is at adulthumanfemale.us. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You're listening to America First One-on-One. If you have one of these diabolical devices, if you have a cell phone, please tell me it's not connected to one of the big cell phone companies because they're totally woke. They support this transgender lunacy, gun control foundations. They fund Planned Parenthood. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. It's the one I use. It's called Patriot Mobile. They have nationwide 4G and 5G coverage. They have a performance guarantee. If you don't like your performance on one of their networks, you can switch to another one absolutely free. You get free activation with my name. You can keep your old number. Extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Switch today. It's super easy. Their 100% US-based customer support team is the best. Call 878-PATRIOT or just go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. That's 878-728-7468. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. Just think of this one thing. Why would you fund people who hate you with every call you make, every text you send? Don't do it. Join the good guys. 878-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. We'll be back after these messages.
The most awesome voice in talk radio. No, not me, Dr. G.
It's the brand new, the newest item on our website. Look, Nashville, makes it very clear every time there's an event of this nature, it's good guys, good gals with a gun that have to kill that murderous, murderous bastard. And you need to take that responsibility. The latest T-shirt says, good guy with a gun. Get yours today. All the other America First gear made in America is at SebGorkaStore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A store. That's SebGorkaStore.com. Kelly J, we've only got a couple of minutes left. What is the role of everybody else who listens to you, who agrees with you and, you know, quietly nods? My Salem colleague, Charlie Kirk, at an event last year said with regards to what's Leah Thomas's real name, Eric? Will Thomas. When Will Thomas puts on a female, you know, swimsuit and competes against girls who've been training all, you know, their lives and then crushes them because he's a cheat, Charlie Kirk said, where are the men? Where are the fathers? They should stand up. There's that classic clip of you telling, you know, one of them that you're not a vet, but you know what a dog is. Shouldn't all the fathers stand up and not use violence, but make a human chain around the pool and say, that man doesn't race against my daughter? Can we expect that to happen? Can we make that happen, Kelly J?
Well, I hope so, because I think a lot of people stay silent because they're afraid of the consequences. And I think really they should be afraid of the consequences of staying silent, which is nothing changes and everybody gets away with doing the most despicable, nonsensical, but despicable things.
Yeah. So what is your message to them? Those people who've just found you recently, maybe saw the viral footage from Auckland, and who've been kind of realizing something's up, but they don't know what to do. What should the first step be?
I think if you've got children, your first step is looking at the school syllabus. We found in Australia, for example, their government literature said that babies aged 0 to 2 have a sexuality. Wow. Like, this stuff is everywhere.
That's incredible. All right, guys, it's like the experience I had at a private Catholic school when my kids came home and I looked at their history book. And their history book in a private Catholic school said Mohammed was a great father and a great husband. I had words with the head of that school. You have a responsibility. These people want to decimate our civilization. They are trying to drive a wedge between you and your children. And they're mutilating young girls and boys. It's up to us to stop them. We salute you. God bless. I got a question for you offline. Don't quite put down the Skype connection. She's Kelly J. Keen. Follow her right now at The Posey Parker. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, dear friends. Greetings. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka. We spent most of the week so far talking about the events in Nashville. Before we talk about other issues today, I just want it to be known that for some reason, it has been reported first by the Daily Caller and others that after unprecedented transparency, remember we showed you the body camera footage from two of the officers of the neutralization of the trans murderer by the Nashville PD. According to latest reports, the police department is refusing to release the killer's manifesto. We see chyrons, and saw them just moments ago on the cable news, of motivation of a killer is not yet known. Well, if we had the manifesto, we would know the motivation. We would know whether it was simply a personal grudge of the former student, whether it was simply some kind of psychosis, or whether there was an ideological aspect as well. So here's my demand, and if you're a resident of Tennessee, if you live in Nashville, here's my request to you. Call the police department, go to their website, go to the contact page, send them an email, and ask them one simple question. When can we see the manifesto of the woman that took the lives of three children and three adults on Monday? We have a right to know. All of us have a right to know who live in this nation. But if you're a resident of that city, of that state, make that request. Okay, we have an amazing show for you today on the transgender issue. We will be joined in the third hour, one-on-one, by perhaps one of the, I think she probably is, the greatest champion for real women's rights, the denial of transgender insanity. She goes by the nom de plume, the nom de guerre of Posey Parker, Kelly J. Keene, who was assaulted recently on her speaking tour in New Zealand. We're going to go deep dive with her. Second hour, we'll have Lord Black. We'll be joined, as we are every week, by the great investigative journalist, John Solomon. We will take your calls. The number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But first, something fun, because of his influence on perhaps a younger generation than the average demographic for talk radio. This is the man who has, I don't know, Eric, how many listeners or subscribers does Joe Rogan have? It's tens of millions, right?
Yeah, in the millions per episode.
Right, per episode and tens of millions of subscribers. This is the man who got, I think the deal was $200 million when Spotify gave him an exclusive contract and bought his back catalog of 10 years of his show, The Joe Rogan Show. And he made fun of the mainstream media, basically the Democrats. Cut two, play. Where do we have this? Cut 12, play cut.
You know, all it is like January 6th. January 6th. Did you see what they did? January 6th. Trump is coming back, but January 6th looms large. How about the fact that the guy who's the president right now can't form a sentence? He makes up words and stumbles through things. No one says a goddamn thing about it.
Now, I haven't watched all of his various podcasts religiously, but I have to say, I've never seen him be quite so satirical and use a silly voice. How significant is this, Mr. G? I got to ask you. He's not exactly classic talk radio, but in a certain demographic, him utterly destroying the January 6th narrative, that's pretty important, isn't it?
I think it's important because little things like this are coming up almost every day with him. So if you're maybe a guy that doesn't follow politics that much, but it's a guy that you like, you respect, you listen to all the time, you start hearing that over and over and over again for a year or 2 years, it's going to start to have an impact.
Eric, are you a fan of Joe Rogan?
I do like his content, yes, from time to time.
And what do you think of the significance of that little clip?
I think it's significant. Like Jeff said, it's been kind of in gradual increments with him. But in the most significant ways. Got to remember, even in 2020, he wasn't really for Trump or Biden. He leaned more towards other candidates. Like,
well, no, no, he said, you know, he was a Bernie Sanders guy.
Bernie fan, right. But right. A little while ago, he said on his show, at this point in 24, he would rather vote for President Trump than Biden again, yeah. which is a big deal.
All right, let's jump from that demographic to a completely different one, especially if you see the commercials in the breaks, you'll understand the average age of the Fox viewer. Here we have Hannity again asking a far too long question of the former president. It's a good answer from the president. Why on earth would you do this again? Cut eight, play cut.
I would say Donald J. Trump has a great life in Florida, in Mar-a-Lago, plays golf, has golf courses. You play with, I know people that have played with you, some of the most famous and best golfers of all time have played with you. Why give all that up to make this next run? Why?
Because I think our country is dead. We're a failing nation, and I think we're going to fail completely. We're a nation in decline. I say it during, I use the term, it's a horrible term.
Because we're dead. We're a nation in decline. It's one of the most remarkable things I've experienced of late. You know, you live a life, you get up in the morning, you prepare for work, you walk the dog, you come home, you kiss your wife, say hi to your kids, have dinner, maybe read something important, prep for the next day, watch something. And then there are things you experience where you just stop. And you count to 10 and you say, that's important. That's not an average event of an average day. And for me, of late, one of those experiences happened within 40 feet of that individual at Mar-a-Lago. We were there in a room of, I don't know, 500-600 people to hear the president officially announce that he's running again. And in the midst of the speech, about a third of the way through, as one who's been in the arena, who's lived the political life, who served in a White House, I said, oh my gosh, he's doing it again. Why on earth would he do it again? After what they did to him for 4 years, what they're still doing to him now, Alvin Bragg and everything else. Why? Why would you do that to yourself, to your family, to your peace of mind, to your earning capacity, to your future, to your peace of mind? And that's when you realize, yeah, that's what courage looks like. Because he's not doing it for money. He's definitely not doing it for fame. He's doing it for one reason, because he believes that the stakes demand it of him. And you know what? He's right. We are on the precipice more than we've ever been. God bless Donald Trump for deciding to walk through the fire again for you, for me, for the future of America. Whatever happens, we need to thank him for doing that, because that takes guts. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem News Channel. Never miss any of our deep dives, our one-on-ones. Go right now to your favorite podcast platform, whichever it is, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. It's free. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. And then check out all the amazing America First gear at our store, sebgorkastore.com. All made in America. That's sebgorkastore.com. We'll be back with the one and only John Solomon next.
There's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on. three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.